Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Come on, son.
Raphael's on the track.
Come on, son. Come on, son. Come on, son. Come on, son. What up, y'all? It's Seth Lover. Welcome to another Killer Sad, the podcast overseen by the one and only late great Combat Jack, the man who inspired me to podcast in the first place. Now, this is going to be an interesting podcast because a lot of you may listen to this podcast and hit me up and want to argue with me. And I love it. I'm not going to front, y'all. I love it because that means that you are listening to the podcast. Controversy is always good for podcasts. Now, this is not going to be in a political realm. This is always going to be this podcast. What I'm talking about on this particular podcast is not family. It's not women versus men. It's not political. It's not black versus white. It's not race. It's not gender. It's none of that. It's hip hop. And when I talk hip hop with y'all, it always starts a debate. So I'm going to give you my email address right now so you can hit me up. It's MrEdLover@gmail.com. MREDLOVER@gmail.com. Instagram @EdLover. Feel free to hit me up with your comments. Slide in my DM. Let me know what you think because I absolutely know for sure that it's going to be controversial and it's going to cause conversation. And I'm going to leave some people out because I can't think of everyone. Okay? So, before you get angry that your favorite rapper got left out, let me explain this podcast. This podcast is called Distinct Voices in Hip Hop. Now, when I say distinct, I am talking about strictly their vocal tone. That voice that you hear. I'm not talking about their records. I'm not talking about their hits, although a lot of people that's on this list had great hit records because not only did they have the skills, they had the voice to go along with it. There's other people that's going to be left off this list, and y'all are going to be like, yo, Ed, how you going to leave such and such off the list, son? I didn't think they had a distinct voice in hip-hop, just the way you sounded. That's all I'm talking about. I'm not talking about how many hits you have. I'm not talking about whether you were lyrical or not. I'm not talking about any of those things. Just how you sounded. Like if I put you anywhere and you heard this voice, you absolutely know out of everybody else, you would know exactly who this person is. Now, here's another thing. I am taking this one from 77. To 97. Okay? From 1977 to 1997. So this is part one. Then I'll take it from 98 on up to 2008. So that means I got a lot of parts of these that I can do. But right now I'm doing 77 till 97. Okay? And the first person that I thought of from 1977 on is Melly Mel. Melly Mel had one of the most distinctive voices in hip-hop out of all the Furious Five, and I'm sorry if I offend anybody. I think Mel had the most distinct voice out of everybody in the Furious Five. Krista, can we please go, okay, can we please go to the message and play Melly Mel has the last verse on the message. A child is born with no state of mind. Please play me a snippet of that.
It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
A child is born with no state of mind, blind to the ways of mankind. God is smiling on you, but he's frowning too, because only God knows what you'll go through. You'll grow in the ghetto, living second rate, and your eyes will sing a song, cause deep hate, the places you play and where you stay, looks like one great big alleyway. You'll admire all the number book takers, thugs, pimps, and pushers, and the big money makers, driving big cars, spending 20s and 10s, and you want to grow up to be just like them.
Thank you very much. Another very distinctive voice in hip-hop, in the very early days of hip-hop, were from the Sugar Hill Gang. Now, I didn't think that the first guy, the big light-skinned guy, Mike, I didn't think his voice was that distinctive. I thought Big Bank Hank had a very distinctive voice. Super producer Krista, play me a little bit of Big Bank Hank from the Sugar Hill Gang.
Rockin' not a dime till I made it again. Everybody go, hotel, motel. What you gonna do today? Is I'm gonna get a fly girl, gonna get some spring and drive off in a death OJ. Everybody go, hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. Say if your girl starts acting up, then you take her friend.
Yeah, we all know that Grandmaster Caz, those are his rhymes. I'm just talking about Hank's voice. I'm not saying Hank was the dopest MC. I ain't say none of that. I'm just talking about the sound of his voice, his distinct voice. Also in that group with a very distinct voice, Master G. I'm Master G. The way he brought it down distinguished him from everybody else. Super producer Crystal, play me a little bit of Master G.
And then damn, they start doing the freak. I said bam, I ride it out of your seat. Then you throw your hands high in the air. You rock it to the rhythm, shake your dairy air. You rock it to the beat without a care. Cruise the short shot MCs for the affair. Now I'm not as tall as the rest of the gang, but I rap to the beat just the same. I got a little face and a pair of blind eyes. All I'm here to do, ladies, is hypnotize. Sing it on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. Like a hot butter to pop, to pop.
Thank you. Also around that time, a dude who really was an MC in the truest sense of MC. Like, he didn't even really get a record till way later on after he started MCing. And this guy I'm talking about is Busy B. Super producer Krista, dig in your archives and play me a little bit of Suicide by Busy B, and listen to Busy B's voice.
Not a homicide, but suicide. I was walking down the street minding my own biz. The MCs didn't know what time it is. After the battle, the boy just cried. I said, you was better off if you just committed suicide. Paid with the bison, the Fort Mike Tyson. Parade poison with your beans and rice. And got bit by a rat or hit by a bat. Go smoke some crack. You already tried that. Fall out the train, you call my mama names, you must be insane. Go wrestle alligators in the Everglades. Go sleep with somebody who just caught AIDS.
That's what made Busy B a dope MC in the first place. Was every time he MC'd at any place, one of the park jam, was it the armory, was it anywhere uptown or any of those spots that I was too young to get into at the time, you knew Busy B's voice. When you heard that on the tape, when those tapes circulated, you knew exactly who Busy B was. Another young man that was around at that time, who to this day still has a very high-pitched but distinct voice, the great the great Dougie Fresh, y'all. I'm sorry. Can you play me a little bit of Dougie Fresh's show? Just give me a little bit of the show.
But anyway, no more delay. Just check out the new style I display. Now you gotta be to rock with, and I'm D-O-U-G-I-E, and I'm known for the not for the the human beatbox of an entertainer. No other table can fit me plainer. In a passing generation, I am a remainer, and I'm also known as the beatbox trainer. Cash and check, make sound effects, and after I finish rockin', slick rig is on next.
How could I mention Dougie Fresh without mentioning Slick Rick? Absolutely one of the most distinct voices in early, early hip hop. No doubt about it. We had never heard, we wouldn't even have liked Dana Dane if we didn't like Slick Rick. And I love Dana. Dana had hit records. But you got to admit that that whole sound, right, the whole British sound came from Slick Rick. He has so many joints that I love. Slick Rick. Give me a little bit of, I'm going to go left because everybody would do Children's Story or something like that. Give me a little bit of Hey Young World by Slick Rick. Hey Young World, the world is yours. Very distinct voice.
Hey, Mr. Big.
Hey, don't you look fly?
You don't have another.
Oh, my. You've been fighting again and you forgot why. Hey, kid, walk straight, master your high.
Why?
Because you make your family cry. And all jokes aside, are you in good health?
Hey, little boy.
Now have you really checked yourself? You're a disgust, you know someone that I can trust you.
You'd steal Ma's welfare.
And you'd run and buy some dust and
plus, I must say,
big shot, you're not.
It's cool to be crumbly, look bummy, and be a dumb dummy and disrespect your mommy. Nobody was rhyming like that before. That voice, man, to this day, if you hear Slick Rick on something, y'all, that's it's incredible how distinct Slick Rick's voice is. And once again, that's what I'm talking about. The sound of their voices. Not their rhymes, not their ability. We're not talking about hit records here, y'all. We're talking about the sound of their voices. A young lady that stands out to me in front of all others in the early beginning of hip-hop, like I said, 77 to 97, Miss MC Light. Very distinct voice. This record is one of the records that when we first heard it, we actually, until we heard the whole record play out, Cram to Understand You, we thought it might be a boy. Play me a little bit of I Cram to Understand You by MC Light.
I used to be in love with this guy named Sam. I don't know why, cause he had the head like that of a clam. But you couldn't tell me nothing, cause Sam was number one. Cause to me, oh my gosh, he was one in a million. I should've knew the consequences right from the start, that he'd use me for my money and didn't break my heart. But like a fool in love, I fell for his game. But I got mine, so I show no shame. And empire winked his eye, and then he kept walking. All of those who live in Brooklyn know just what I'm talking. The roller disco, where we all used to go, just to have some fun. Back in 1981.
You had to listen to it to really understand that she was talking about a guy named Sam, that it was, you know, that voice was so different, man, for us, especially, I'm talking about for us as young listeners, listening to MC Light when she first came out. Another young lady with a super distinctive voice, and nobody can deny this. Roxanne Shanté gets props for her voice. Now, if you give me who's a better MC, Light or Shanté, I would have said Light. If you'd have said who's a better battle rapper out in the street, I would have said Shanté. All right? But vocally, listening to their voices, they both had very distinct voices. Play me a little bit of Roxanne's Revenge, Super Producer Krista. Thank you.
And after that, I'm the educated rapper. His fingers start to snap and my hands start to climb. But every time that I see him, everything he say, he rockin' to the beat and he comes to this way. He said, yeah, you know your mother's, her name is Mary. And from what I heard, your father is a fairy. But every time I see him, he's saying something new. But let me explain to him what he should do. He should be like me, a fly MC. Don't never have to write, we'll always write. I have the freshest rhymes that I do recite.
That voice, man. That voice. This is early, early hip-hop. That voice was crazy. You cannot deny the fact that these people had extremely distinct sounding voices. When the females in that era, I'm not even going to put Latifah in that era. And she is in the era from 77 to 97. She is, but when it comes to the sound and the tone, Latifah made hit records, but I didn't even put Salt and Pepper in there, y'all. Because to me, a lot of female MCs all sounded the same at that time. You know who I will put in there? I'll put Moni Love in there. I will put Moni Love in there. Absolutely. Coming from where she came from, being British, coming in, absolutely. You know what, Super Producer Krista, play me a little bit of Moni Love on Buddy.
Now as the lady, I thought the jungle and quest of soul were just maybe. Give me the chance to say that I get crazy. Due to the fact I let Buddy amaze me. As a matter of fact, was me in many ways. I decided that it was time for Moni Love to say that when it comes to the buddy, you know that I don't play. Cause the meat chasing buddy is the perfect way to spend the day.
I will definitely put Moni in there. The Slick Rick started it. Moni got the courage to come in and follow up from Slick Rick. Absolutely. Those voices were very, very, very distinguished voices from back in the days. So you think about a guy like LL Cool J. Come on, y'all. LL's voice, pick it out of a barrel of snakes, you can hear LL voice. Play me a little bit of Rock the Bells by LL Cool J.
Some girls won't, cause I'm making money and your boyfriend don't. LL, what the hell gonna rock the bells? Or you washed up rap, wanna do this well? Rock the bells! Now, worldwide, know whether you like it or not. My woman band is co-creator, aka Phil Pot. You never skip it, only rip it when he's on the fader. What's my DJ's name?
Co-creator!
Now, DJ's name,
Cut Creator.
What you know? What do you know? Earl rolls the weed. I go to the store and get low. Go for your crappy looking nappy head. Girls get back. Cause there's a 10 to 1 chance that the mic is smacked. Rock the bell.
Absolutely. Absolutely. DMC from Run DMC. They both had distinguished voices. Very distinct. Both of them. But to me, DMC. Voice. DMC's voice. Give me a little bit of DMC on Run's House. Super producer Krista, thank you.
Some underestimate and miscalculate my intent to create what I call the great. Till I make the song, then I prove the wrong. See my song so strong and make them come along. Come in the door, get on the floor. Hard rock, hard hitting, hip hop, hardcore. Causing casualties and catastrophes and tragedies. For the suck and see, using strategies to get the best of me, you dirty rat MCs, whoever you may be. You need to go outside, you need to shut your mouth. It's all about, no doubt, just shout, cause we're turning out.
And I would go on to say, I would say Run had a distinctive voice, wouldn't you? Would you say Run had a distinctive voice? I would absolutely say Run had a distinctive voice. Cause it's not fair to say DMC. I would say DMC was more distinctive than Run. But having a distinct voice, absolutely. Run had a distinct voice. Super producer Krista, play me Run from the record is called Hit It Run. It's on the Raising Hell album. A lot of people don't fuck with this record. This is the reason why I'm pulling this one out of my ass. Pause. Play me Run on Hit It Run. No. I'm sorry, Krista. Disregard that because Run is only doing the beatbox on Hit It Run. Play me Run on... let me see. I want to play Run's House again. Peter Piper. Play me run on Peter Piper. Damn, I almost fucked that up. I forgot Run is only doing the beatbox. DMC is rhyming on Hit It Run. That's Run doing the beatbox. Yeah, man. Run definitely distinctive voice. Definitely a different sound coming from that cat. There's a lot of rappers, man. Spoonie G was out there at that time. There was the Treacherous Three was out before them. I mean, before Run and them. I mean... There was a lot of artists, Cold Crush, you know, there's a lot of people, you know, Busy Bein' and Love Bug Starsky, a lot of artists, but distinct voices is what this whole podcast is about. The when you hear that voice, it's so damn different that you can't help it. You can't help to say, wow, that's that person. Wow. Too short. Another one with a very distinguished voice. This is 77 to 97, y'all. All right? Give me a little Life Is Too Short.
I remember how it all began. I used to sing dirty raps to my East Side fans back then. I knew you couldn't stop this rap. No MC could rock like that. Then the style came, the bass got deeper. He gave up the mic and bought you a beeper. Do you wanna rap or sell coke? Brothers like you ain't never broke. People wanna say it's just my time. Brothers like me had to work for mine. 8 years on the mic and I'm not joking. Sir Too Short coming straight from Oakland, California, home of the rock. 8 woofers in the trunk beating down the block.
Absolutely. Too Short, so different. That even to this day, when you hear a Too Short song, you be like, yo, that's definitely Too Short. Now, when I was talking about this with my clique from Come On Son, Cam P, and Super Producer Krista, they said Uncle Luke. Okay, not so much as a rapper, but he was on a lot of records in his voice. His voice, yeah. But an early Two Live Crew, Luke wasn't on those records. Luke didn't get on them records till after that. And I believe I Wanna Rock, is that before 97? Let me, you know what, I have my phone in my hand. Y'all bear with me 1 second. After careful consideration, the release date on I Wanna Rock, Doo-Doo Brown, November 9th, 1992. Yeah, it counts. So, yes, Uncle Luke's voice is a distinct voice in hip-hop. Yes, it is. Very good. While we're around them 90s, a lot of stuff in the 90s, man. Let's go back to the 80s first. Let's talk about Eric Sermon from EPMD. Wow. 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 Give me a little bit of Eric Sermon on some early EPMD. So what you saying? So what you saying is the record. Give me Eric Sermon. So amazing, and I've been waiting. Give me some of that right now, Super Producer Krista.
Now, party people, it's time for the exquisite. No knock, knock, who's that hoe there? Oh, is it? It's the E-R-I-C-K. Yes, the boy wonder. No foul, no bleeps, no bloops, and no blunders. So hot, so you can say I'm blazing. Luther Vandross says, yo, I am so amazing, and I've been waiting.
Yeah. Now, so what you're saying, they made a reference to one of the most distinctive voices in hip-hop history from that era. Rakim. Rakim. Give me Rakim and on I Want to Know What's On Your Mind.
I seen her in the subway on my way to Brooklyn. Hello, good looking. Is this seat choking on the A train? Picking at a brain. I couldn't get a number, couldn't get a name. I said I still like your style of fashion, but I hate your hostility attitude with a passion. Is it because brothers like to hawk a lot? Is it because your shine don't chalk a lot? She turned away, no play. I said, okay, you don't really look good. I hope you have a bad day. Sat back, relaxed, though the vibe was tight. I was thinking of the rhymes I wrote last night.
Can't deny that. While we're talking Rakim, you got to go to Brooklyn. You got to go to Brooklyn and talk about Big Daddy Kane. Got to. Can I get Young, Gifted, and Black from Big Daddy Kane? I'm going to make you dig today, Krista. I'm going to make you dig.
I make no apologies for what I'm about to say.
Rough, rugged, and real, you're on standstill. To obey your case, so let the man build. Words of rapture that you have to capture. And I just slapped you with a handful of literature. This dope, deaf, fresh, hype, choice, smooth, and raw. Rappers I replace, rub out and erase. Competition, you must be on freebase. Smoking or joking, bound to be broken. Now get your damn hands off the mic that I'm choking.
Absolutely. Can't say Big Daddy Kane without talking about a super distinct voice from the Bronx. The clarity, the pronunciation of words. The mighty, mighty Mr. KRS-One. Give me KRS-One on self-destruction.
Well, today's topic, self-destruction, it really ain't the rap audience that's bugging. It's one or two suckers, ignorant brothers, trying to rob and steal from one another. You get caught in the mid. So to crush that stereotype, here's what we did. We got ourselves together so that you could unite and fight for what's right. Not negative cause. The way we live is positive. We don't kill our relatives.
Can't talk about KRS-One without mentioning Chuck D of Public Enemy. Give me Chuck D of Public Enemy on Night of the Living Bassheads. Bass! How low can you go?
I put this together too. The bells of those that boost the dose of lack-a-lack and those that sell the black. Shame on the brother when they dealing. The same block where my 98 be wheeling. And everybody know another kilo. From a corner from a brother, keep another below. And stop illing and killing. Stop grilling. Yo, black, yo.
We are willing.
4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. Wait a minute, y'all. The fiends are feeding day to day to day. They say no other way. This stock is really bad. I'm talking about.
Death Row, what a brother know. That voice, they used to call him the voice of power. Crazy. It's all the 90s. I'm going to move from here and I'm going to go to a distinct voice from Flint, Michigan. The late, great MC Breed. Give me a little bit of Ain't No Future in Your Front.
So now they saying that Breed is getting old. I'm the B, the R to the double E-T, and down with my homie G-A-S-N-O-E, and suckers cause I'm static cause they still be disagreeing. I don't give a cause I'm from F-L-I-N-T in a city where pity runs low. If you ever shoot through my city, now you know.
Since I'm over there with Breed, why not go to Texas? Scarface. Scarface, all three of them. So now you have to play a little bit of all three of them because you can't deny Willie D had a distinctive voice. You can't deny Bushwick Bill had a distinctive voice. So play me a little bit of Scarface first.
There'll be no witnesses to this homicide. No reenactment on the late night news to be re-traumatized. All you got is a nigga with the dick in the middle.
Thank you. Play me a little bit of Willie D now.
I make big money. I drive big cars. Everybody know me. It's like I'm a movie star, but late at night, something ain't right. I feel I'm being tailed by the same sucker's headlights. Is it that fool that I ran off the block? Or is it that nigga last week that I shot? Or is it the one I beat for $5,000? Thought he had cane, but it was gold, metal flower. Reached under my seat, grab my papa for the suckers. Ain't no use to me lying. I was scared of them.
Thank you. Play me a little bit of Bushwick Bill now.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster. I mean, one that you don't really know. Riding around town in a drop top Benz, hitting switches in my black 6-4. Now, gangster ass niggas come in all shapes and colors. Some got killed in the past. But this gangster here was a smart one. Started living for the Lord and I last. Now all I gotta say to you, wanna be, gonna be pussy and cocksucking pranksters. When the shit jumps off, what the fuck you gonna do? Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Thank you. That's a group that all had distinctive voices. Absolutely. For real, for real. Dead ass, as we say in New York. They all had distinctive voices. You know who else had a very, very different voice? Super different. And I think a lot of that is the influence of Rakim and the influence of Slick Rick and the influence of Master, especially Master G. His voice reminds me of Master G a lot. I would absolutely say Deadass, Smooth B from Nice and Smooth.
Come on, son.
Have you ever seen a vitamin water display at your local store? It's like walking into an actual rainbow. Is it me, or are the flavors of vitamin water insanely attractive? Plus, with titles like Energy, Revive, Focus, Refresh, Essential, Power C, and Triple X, it's easy to pick a flavor to match your vibe. The real flex is flavor. Don't forget to check out the newest flavors, Gutsy Watermelon Peach and Look Blueberry Hibiscus.
Come on, son.
Call me crazy, but my secret to leveling it up is a McDouble at McDonald's. Man, I'm talking about throwing some fries and sweet and sour on that thing. That's right. Right in between those buns. Come on, son. Now we talking good. Try it out the next time you're at McDonald's, and I bet you can't stop. It'll be a new thing. Listen, Mickey D's has all the go-to munchables to add a little more flavor to your day. From the two-for-one apple pies to a large fry or even a frozen drink. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. And don't forget, you can order ahead on the McDonald's app if you're in a time crunch. Mobile order and pay at participating McDonald's. Download and registration required.
Come on, son.
Give me a little bit of Smooth B on Dwick.
I left my Philly at home. Do you have another? I wanna get blunted, my brother. Now may I make a mark, then make a spark over this fat track? Or should I say dope beat? Subtract, delete all of the wick-whack that wanna be abstract, but they lack the new knack that's coming from way, way back. Ayo, Premier, please pass that Buddha sack. You heard we quit? No way, bullshit. I told you before, we come back with more hits.
I remember Smooth B telling me a story about that particular song. He was like, we're in the studio, and I couldn't think of anything. Nothing. And I used to smoke a lot before I write lyrics. So me and Guru, who is another one with a distinct voice, I'll get to that in a second, was sitting there, and I wanted to smoke, but I didn't have any Philly. So I looked at Guru, and I had writer's block. And I was like, yo, I left my Philly at home. Do you got Philly? And then he just thought, oh, shit. He said, once I got the first line, I was good. I was like, yo, Keefe. Because, you know, Guru's name is Keith Elam. Keefe, I left my Philly at home. Do you have another? And from there, he said that's how he wrote the entire verse. And speaking of which, Guru, monotone style. Yeah. Play me a little Just to Get a Rap from Gangsta.
Brothers are amused by other brothers' reps, but the thing you know best is where the gun is kept. Cause in the night you'll feel fright, and at the sight of a 4/5, I guess you just might wanna do a dance or two. Cause he could maybe bust you for self or with a crew. No matter if you or your brother's a star, he could pop you in jet without a getaway car. And some might say that he's a dummy, but he's sticking you and taking all of your money. It's a daily operation. He might be loose in the park or lurking at the train station.
Guru. Vocally, outstanding. Now, I would say that one of the people that's most responsible for West Coast gangster rap is Ice-T. I would absolutely say that. But I would not say that Ice-T had one of the more distinguishable voices of the West Coast. I would say, first and foremost, out of all of them, Ice-T gave us N.W.A., and the most distinguishable voice in N.W.A. was Eazy-E. Please play me a little bit of We Want Eazy.
Yo, Eazy, kick another verse.
Yeah, cause this is the way I know you like it, so you won't strike it. I took it and I hyped it. And now that it's done, I know you're pleased at how the E just does it with ease. Just imagine a crowd screaming, a girl dreaming, just to get a picture of me and my B-O-Y-Z. H-double-O-D and W-A down with me. Strong and I'm raging. Turn the page and see I'm not a son of a gun. I'm a gauging. Nothing can avoid this shot cause it's hitting. It's so cool when you touch it where I'm mitten.
Standout voice right there. Even more so than Ice Cube, who to me was the nicest one out of all of them. But Eazy had that voice. More so than Dre. More so than Ren. Eazy had the voice. Now, once Dre broke off from them and got with Suge and started Death Row, he found a voice. He found a voice. And it wasn't with his cousin Warren. he found a voice. And Nate Dogg, to me, is more of a singer than a rapper. And we know Nate had a great voice. But I'm talking about Snoop. Snoop's voice? Incredible. Give me some Snoop from the 90s, Krista.
Now I'm on another mission, wishing upon a star. Snoop Doggy Dogg with the caviar. In the back of the limo, no demo, this is the real. Breaking niggas down like Evander Holyfield. Cheer to the next episode. I make money and I really don't love hoes. Tell you the truth, I swoop in the coupe. I used to sell loot, I used to shoot hoop. But now I make hits every single day with that nigga, the Diggy Dr. Dre. So lay back in the cut, motherfucker, before you get shot. It's 187 on a motherfucking cop.
And I gotta keep my phone in my hand while we do this, because I gotta bounce all over the place. Because I'm still texting back and forth with KMP and Krista about this. Now, I said Q-Tip. Did I fail to mention, I said Eric Sermon, but how can I say Eric Sermon without saying Redman? Super producer Krista, please play me a little bit of Superman Lover by Redman.
Yo, I was out for lunch and shit, puffing on the blunt to get my hand wrecked. Boogie into my Walkman with the S on my chest.
Bust the move.
Yes, I'm a superhero, don't forget. I smoke mad niggas, so to hell with cigarettes.
But anyway,
let's get back to the skit. You know who the fuck I am, so get off that old bull. Shucks, lunchtime, what's up? Fuck! Let me jet or I'll collect unemployment bucks. On the way back, Jack, I spotted this object, a stray cat, stuck in a tree with the tag that say that.
If so, please return to this address.
And when I think of Redman, of course, I'm going to think of Method Man from the Wu-Tang Clan, being that's the only perk feature on Biggie's album, but I'll get to that in a second. But first, let me think of a Method Man song I want to hear. Hold on. Wool On. Found it. Super producer Krista, Method Man on Protect Your Neck.
It's the Method Man for short, Mr. Map. Move it on your left. And set it off, get it off, let it off like a gat. I wanna break food, cop me back. Small change, they putting shame in the game. I take game and blow that nigga out the frame. And like fame, my style will live forever. Niggas crossing over like they don't know no better. But I do, true, can I get a suit? Not respect due to the 1-6, ooh, I mean, oh. Yo, check out the flow like the Hudson or PCP. When I'm dusting, niggas off because I'm hot like sauce. The smoke from the lyrical blood make me
People in the woo. In the woo. Now we in the woo. Old Dirty Bastard. Give me a little bit of Shimmy Shimmy Ya from Old Dirty Bastard.
Wu-Tang killer hubby's on the storm. Rain on your college ass disco dorm. For you to even touch my skill, you gotta go to one killer bee, and he ain't gonna kill now. Chop that down, pass it all around. Lyrics get hard, quick cement to the ground. For an EMC in any 52 states, I get psycho killer Norman Bain. My producer slam, my flow is like bam. Jump on stage and then I dip down.
Ooh, baby, I like it, bro. Yeah, baby, I like it, bro. Ooh, baby, I like it, bro. Yeah, baby, I like it, bro.
Ghostface Killah. Give me some Ghostface ice cream.
Black Mrs. America, your name is Erica, right? True. Lazy Yabu, small B6 shoe. Caramel complexion, breath smelling like cinnamon. Excuse me, hun, the dog ain't no home. Turn around again. Goddamn, backyard's banging like a Benzy. If I was Jiggy, you'd be spotted like Spot McKenzie. I'm high powered, put a Dina Howard to sleep, you're parting. That bitch been on my mind all week. But back to you, Maybelline Queen, let's make a team. You can have anything in this world except cream.
Raekwon the Chef. Give me some Raekwon, Incarcerated Scarfaces.
I probably wax jack, smack rap, niggas, you fat. Niggas, lyrics, you whack, nigga. Can't stand unofficial, wet tissue, blank busses, scud missiles. You rolling like Trump, you get your meat lump. For real, it's just slang rap democracy. Here's the policy, slide off the ring, plus the wallabies. Check the status, soon to see me at Caesar's Palace eating salads. Be beating Mike, sending keys to Dallas. I move rhymes like retail, make sure shit sell. From where we at, to my man sell.
Very distinct voices. RZA on Protect Your Neck. Give me some RZA.
Yo, chill with the feedback block. We don't need that. It's 10 o'clock, ho. Where the fuck's your seat at? Feeling mad hostile. Ran out apostle. Throwing like Christ when I speaks the gospel. Stroll with the holy roll. Then attack the globe with the buckets. Style the ruckus. 10 times 10 men committing mad sin. Turn the other cheek and I'll break your fucking chin.
Incredible. That's funny because I'm going to see these guys this weekend. I'm going to see Raekwon, Ghost, and the Genius, the GZA. I'm just picking out the ones I think had the most distinct voices in the clan. That doesn't mean that whoever you thought was distinct or special or different in the clan has to agree with me. You can always hit me up on any social media platform and we could talk about it. That's why I told you I like doing this, because it's going to be super, super controversial. Now, let's stay back in the 80s and going into the very early 90s. I did not forget about Andre 3000. Super Gooster Kristen, play me a little bit of something from the 90s of Outkast with Andre 3000.
My oral illustration be like clitoral stimulation to the female gender. Ain't nothing better, let me know when it's wet enough to enter. If not, I wait, because the future of the world depends on if or if not the child we raise gon' have that nigga syndrome. I will it know to beat the odds regardless of its skin tone. I will it feel that if you tune it, it just might get picked on. I will it give a fuck about what others say and get gone. The alienators, cause we different, keep your hand to the sky. Like sounds of blackness when I practice what I preach and don't lie. I be the baker and the maker of the piece of my pie. Now break a breaker tenfold, can I get some reply? Now everybody say,
I know your hands in the air and wave them like they just don't care.
I think later on, in the 2000s and so, I think I will come back and put Big Boy in there, because I think his voice developed more after Outkast broke up. But in that group, in them 90s, I would say Andre 3000 stood out way more than Big Boy did. I think his voice was the voice. That's my belief. And I'll get to Bone Crusher and all of them later on. Because, yeah, Gorilla Zoe, he had a great voice. Absolutely. I'll get to them. Okay? That's not this episode. I'm still in the 90s, y'all. Okay? I still hit Rakim in the 80s and Big Daddy Kane in the 80s and KRS-One. And I hit Q-Tip. I hit Guru. I touched these people already. Okay? So y'all chill out. Don't go crazy on me. I hit Redman. I hit Eric Sermon out of EPMD. I hit Meth and all of them. I did talk Slick Rick. Let me take it to Queensbridge. Prodigy from Mobb Deep. Definitely vocally different. Way different than Havoc. Play me a little bit of Prodigy from Mobb Deep.
Let them niggas know, man. Know what I'm saying? Shit's definitely real, boy.
Yeah. Try to get this loot anyway. Hey, yo, Queens, get the money. Long time, no cash. I'm caught up in the hustle where the guns go blast. The fool retaliated, so I had to think fast. Pull out my heat first, see, pull out a seat last. Now who the fuck you think is living to this day? I'm trying to tell these young niggas crime don't pay. They looked at me and said, Queens niggas don't play. Do your thing, I'll do my kids, stay out of my way.
Thank you, Krista. Now, as I stated before, there are people that other people emulated with the flow and probably with the tone of their voices. And one of those people I would say Rakim gave birth to is Nas. Super Producer Krista, I would like to hear Nas, Street Dreams. Thank you.
Snitches on my back, living with moms, getting it on, flushing crack down the toilet. Two sips from being alcoholic, 999,000 from being rich, but now I'm all for it. My man saw it like Dionne Warwick. A wiser team for a wiser dream, we could all score with. The cartel, Argentina, coke with the Nina. Up in the hotel, smoking on Sesamina. Trina got the fish scale between her. The way the bitch shook her ass, show the dogs never seen her. She got me back, living sweeter. Fresh Caesar, guess David Robertson's, Wally Moccasins. Bitches blow me while I'm hopping in the drop top of him. Word is born, son, I had that bitch down on my shit like this.
Street dreams all made up these. Niggas push beamers in 300 keys. A drug dealer's destiny is reaching the key. Everybody's looking for something.
Now, remember earlier when I talked about Method Man? And he was so different that he's the only feature on Biggie's album. There's a reason for that. Because that's the one out of the Wu Biggie liked the most, was Meth. Biggie. Super crazy voice. Give me some Biggie.
Once girl around the way to make cats drool. Her name Drew. Play fools out their money and pool. People swore we was fucking, but we was just cool. She used to hang while I slang my drunk after school. She watched my mom. Help my moms with the groceries. My little sister, the girl was kinda close to me. A little closer than the average girl supposed to be. Far from a lover, my girl was jealous of her.
Now, if you remember, one of the biggest records in the 90s was by a man whose voice is incredibly different, and he got skills too, and he can perform his ass off. I'm talking about Busta Rhymes. Give me Busta Rhymes. Okay, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it, Krista. Let me do it. Busta Rhymes on Scenario.
Here's Busta Rhymes with the Scenario.
Watch as I combine all the juice from the mind. Heal up, wheel up, bring it back, come rewind. Powerful impact, boom, from the cannon. Now bragging, try to reap a mind. Just imagine, rope, can't feel, there is necessary. When digging into my library. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Eating, I do, still like the one pizza tosser. All over the track, man. Pardon me, as I come back. As I did the grunt, I had to beg your pardon. When I travel through the turn, I roll with the squadron. Rawr, rawr, like a dungeon dragon. Change your little jaws, cause your pants are sagging. Try to step to this, I will twist you in a turban. And have it smell right like some old stale urine.
I know y'all like, come on, Ed, that's obvious. I had to. It was either that or Put Your Hands on My Eyes Could See. It could be any Busta Rhymes song. But Busta Rhymes' voice. Busta Rhymes' voice, man. And I could have did that from the remix, you know, Flavor in Your Ear. Let's not forget Craig Mack. I'm not even playing Flavor in Your Ear. What's the other one? Can I Get Down? Give me Craig Mack or Can I Get Down?
The Mack's like super intended. Burning MCs leaves a foul scent. See, I'm like what you call King of Yes, y'all. My style's Rick. Sick, got me real sick. Shit's thick. I come with the ammo. The real whammo, slammo, step the dobby dollar. And all with the quick was warm up the hot. I'm changing fate from the net, I'm a casket. My rap loves the alienate. Shake your ass till it's late. You stomp by dominate. See, I ain't scared. To me, you're all suckers, cause I make the buck.
Get down. Get on down, can I get down high? The back of that super intended. My voice is crazy. Burning them seeds leaves and found sick. Cause I'm like what you call King of Yes, y'all. My rhyme's thick, I said my rhyme's real thick. Yep. Craig Mack. Fushnickens too. Chip Fu, to be exact. Give me a little bit of Chip Fu from the Fushnickens.
Arriva, Dirty, Heavens to Mercy, Beifu, Sayana, Adios, Muchachos, Dame, Fu, I'm rocking my Fu, Shay, too. Mr. Chip Fu, I'm about to wreck shop with a judo chop, a judo chop, a judo chop, chop. Yo, Ziska, but little nonsense, I'm Dick Sosa, take a look at the super fly, Big Jimmy, the honey, and the chip, yo, Beba, sugar by sugar. I am the amps, that's all what he has, my lyrics are never done for the big job, I'm a good amateur fun, I'm running the butt like stun, come right to lashes, with a witness, talk about kiss, my witness, ask the tongue about my tongue, and the style that I brung instead. I'm the alley, Babble, goody bank, and shibba, jibba, dabble, trouble, one number 10, and Bumba Red, these lyrics are come old, Tommy, Ed, Bumba Red.
If y'all listening to this right now, I thank y'all so much. And I know y'all are saying, damn, Ed, you're all over the place. But you're damn right I'm all over the place. Okay? I'm all over the place because this is the way my thought pattern goes. That's why I'm all over the place. And now I'm going back again. I'm going back before Nas and him. I'm going back. I'm going back to Kool G Rap. That's where I'm going. Kool G Rap had a song with Mobb Deep on America's Nightmare. That's one of the illest songs I ever heard. I love Kool G Rap and Nas. They did a song together, but I love the one he did with Mobb Deep. Ah, love that. Love that, man. Love that. Tretch. Tretch. From Naughty by Nature. Tretch. Never heard anything that sound like Tretch before. I'm not even going to go to the influence because Tretch influenced Eminem. We know that. Tretch's sound. What Tretch Naughty by Nature record do I want to play? I'm not doing Hip Hop Array. Everything's going to be all right. Super Producer Krista, give me a little bit of Tretch on Everything's Going to Be All Right.
A ghetto bastard, born next to the projects, living in the slums with bombs, that's when I watch it. Do I have to be like this? Mama said I'm priceless, so why am I worthless? Starving is just what being nice kid. Sometimes I wish I could afford a pistol then, though. To stop the hell, I would have ended things a while ago. I ain't have jack, but a black hat and knapsack. War scars, stolen cars, and a blackjack. Drop that, and now you want me to rap and give? Say something positive, well, positive ain't where I live. I live right around the corner from West Hell, two blocks from South Shit, and once in a jail cell. The sun never shone on my side of the street, see? And only once or twice a week I would speak. I walked alone, my state of mind was home sweet home. I couldn't keep a girl, they wanted kids with cars of chrome. Some life, if you ain't where gold, yes, I was old. And you got more juice and dope for every bottle sold. Hell no, I say there's gotta be a better way. But hey, never gamble in a game that you can play. I'm phone and phone and going and on, no one and not now. How will I do it? How will I make it? I won't, that's how.
Tretch. Almost forgot Tretch, too, y'all. Tretch would have whooped my ass when he saw me. But he deserves. He deserves that mention. That voice is so different. See, a lot of this time, you start seeing it, and then you be like, wow, you know what? Ed, you got to connect them because this came from this, or this person did a song with this person, and this person was around this person. I did Chuck D, and I ain't say Flavor Flav. And y'all might say Flavor Flav was a hype man. No, he wasn't. Flavor Flav was a rapper, too. Because 911 is a joke. It's his song. And Cold Lampin' with Flavor Flav is his, too. So, Super Producer Crystal, play me a little bit of 911 is a joke by Flavor Flav, please.
It all adds up to a fucking situation. So get up and get down. 911 is joking, yo, town. Get up and get down. Late 911, where's the late crown? Get up and get down. 911 is joking, yo, town. Get up and get down. Late 911, where's the late crown? Every day they don't never come correct. You can ask my man right here with the broken neck. He's a witness to the job never being.
Another big voice in hip-hop in the 90s, Fat Joe's voice was super different. Flo Joe, give me a little bit of Flo Joe.
You gotta let them know, Joe.
Everybody knows Fat Joe's in town. Enough respect for the boogie down. I'm living in the Bronx on an half-court trinity. My name rings bells within the vicinity. Me sent the money makers, Joey, Smart, and Mono. Together we getting dough, just like Lucky Luciano. People always tell me, but I'm not a cop, so I don't get gas like Amico. Never ate the bait. No, I'm not a sucker. Never like Paul, so to hell with the rucker.
Give me a little bit of... See, one thing sparks another thing in my head. So now I just thought of Fat Joe, and I'm like, how can I say Fat Joe and don't say Big Pun? So can I have a little bit of... Don't Want to Be a Player by featuring Joe, Big Pun?
So I don't discriminate. I regulate every shade of the ass. Run heads who show class and pass my test. Fat ass and breasts, highly intelligent bachelorettes. That's the best, I won't settle for less. I want to get a brunette with a forgettable sex. I lay your head on my chest, I feel my heartbeat. We can park the Jeep, put my deep and just spark the leaf. It's hard to creep since I found Joe. Every pretty round brown hole wanna go down low. But this bookie down professional, I'ma let you know. Once I put the blows, get your clothes, cause you got to go out the door downstairs. Little brown hairs everywhere.
You nasty twin.
I don't care.
Incredible. Big Pun's voice crazy. In the middle of diddly, 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 Italy. He had a voice. Definitely. So now I'm on that road. In my head, I'm thinking about Fat Joe. I'm thinking about the crew that Fat Joe was around in. So then I got to bring up Grand Poobah. Grand Poobah had, can I get a little bit of 360 degrees from Grand Poobah?
Here comes the Poobah, and you know I won't fake it. Usually bust records on getting butt naked. Made for the Benzy. Drive a nigga skinzy, pump the tape, grab your dinky with the Poobah frenzy. Come on, honey thing, don't you try to eject. Slow down, what you say once my joint gets erect. Some try to copy, but they just can't sketch it. Some try to follow, but they just can't catch it. With the boom, boom, tap, yeah, all of that. Look, I'm living fat, me fall off, there be none of that.
That voice. But then Grand Poobah's Brand Nubians, and the most distinct voice in the Brand Nubians is Sadat X. Can you please play me a little bit of Punks Jump Up to Get Beat Down? Sadat X, please.
Black prodigy since the age of 20. I could write a rhyme, rip it up, and write the next one right on the spot. Sign my name with a dot diamond. D threw me some smooth shit, Bronx crowd roar. Suck up your whack jam, everybody hit the floor. Okay, it's you, Slim, the hard rock of the pack. Don't wanna kneel to the brothers. You must be holing, bust some shit in his chest. Now his whole body's swollen. Why did I have to do it? He asked for it. His man saw it, so it don't mean shit to me. He's gone, that's how it's supposed to be.
One day I was riding on the train and hear these new kids talk. You know what? Wow. Wow. So many great. And I'm not just saying it because they're great. I'm saying it because of their voices. The way they sounded. When Poobah and Mary did the joint together. Y'all remember that joint, y'all? Come on. Stop playing. And I know he didn't have a lot of hit records. I know this. He had the joint with R. Kelly, and then he had his own joint. He had did joints with Eric and Redman, you know, as part of what Eric was doing at the time. But Keith Murray's voice was way fucking different, yo. Keith Murray's voice was way different. You mythological niggas is comical. Crazy voice. Play me some Keith Murray.
The most beautiful thing in this world. It's just like that.
I come down breaking ground. So back up both for me and sit your ass down. Now when I'm on the microphone, I roam through zones. But don't be trying this shit at home. No matter what race, creed, color, help my heart. I come sweeter than J-Rule and damage your amateur. That's chronicle facial disorders occur. I'll assassinate your character's caliber.
Wow. Biggie passed away in 1997, right? I'm going to get into Jay-Z in a minute. But one of the reasons why we really love Life After Death is because he did a joint with Bone Thugs and Harmony. And he rocked out. Rocked. Notorious Thugs. Out of all the members of Bone Thugs and Harmony, I would say Crazy Bone had the most distinct voice. Super producer Crystal, play me a little bit of Crazy Bone. Now, also on that album was a young man that Biggie was close to. They were forming a group called The Commission. And in The Commission was a young man by the name of Jay-Z. Can you play Ain't No by Jay-Z?
She
That's why you gotta watch your friends, you got to watch me. They connive and shit, the first chance to crack for bank. They'll try me, all they get is 50 cent francs. And papayas from the village to the belly. Time to kill it on your belly, no question. Have more black chicks between my sheets than essence. They say sex is a weapon, so when I shoot, meet your death in less than 8 seconds. Still pounding in my afterlife, laughing, my shit is tight. Who you asking, right?
Thank you, Super Producer Krista. Who else is on that record? Another female with a super distinct voice by the name of Foxy Brown. Could you please play me a little bit of Foxy Brown, please?
I'm too live, nasty as I wanna be.
Come on, don't shake your sassy ass in front of me. Before I take it there and tear your back out.
That shit ain't happened since the map was out. Lola Falana, dripped in Gabbana. 90s style, refinest style. Round the waist to fit, wanna taste the shit? Put me on a basin, throw your face in it. Fuck her. Nah, nah, y'all can't touch her. My sex drive all night like a trucker. Let alone the skills I possess. And y'all gonna see by these mills I possess.
All that shit is connected. Incredible voice. I don't even gotta say his name. Jadakiss. Jada Mwah. One, he is probably the reason why I thought of this list. Him and another person I'm getting to in a minute. Play me something from Jadakiss.
4 minutes and 25 seconds to your end. You know it be the kiss, granting your last wish. Everybody wanna know who the locks is. Cause we ain't spitting nothing out but that hot shit. Burning trees, sipping mo, eating lobsters. Up in the Oriental joint using chopsticks. Soon we gon' rock gators. Hit bitches from Barbados. And all y'all players gon' hate us. Cause everything we do stay getting overlooked. Now y'all be shook cause you're dealing with real crooks. I can't lie, for a while y'all catch was on us. But now, if you can't beat us, join us.
Jadakiss, amazing voice. Amazing voice. Jadakiss, Styles P, Sheik Looch is what? Rough Riders. Who else was Rough Riders? Did somebody say the dog? Did somebody say one of the greatest voices in hip hop history? DMX? The sound of that voice? Super Producer Krista, let me see which DMX record I want. I think I'm going to go with Slippin'. Give me a little DMX Slippin'.
I can't get up, hey, I'm slipping, I'm falling, I got to get up, get back on my feet so I can tear shit up.
I've been through mad different phases, like mazes, to find my way. And now I know that happy days are not far away. If I'm strong enough, I live long enough to see my kids doing something more constructive with the time than biz. I know because I've been there, now I'm in there. Sit back and look at what it took for me to get there. First came the bullshit, the drama with my mama. She got on some fly shit, so I split.
Incredible. Wow. The way this stuff is all connected is really incredible. And I said Biggie. Right? That's Bad Boy. Craig Mack. Bad Boy. Still in the 90s. Who came out?
What do you know about going out here with Red Light TV all up in the head red?
Super Producer Chris, give me a little Mace, please. Mace and Beta.
With me personally, it's nothing personal. I do what work for me, you do what work for you. And I dress with what I was blessed with. Never been arrested for nothing domestic. And I chill the way you met me. With a jet ski, a tattoo, a SC. Smoke my Nestle, nomad rap, ass cat with my check B. Problem with y'all, I said directly.
That's right.
Went from hard to sweet, starved to eat. From no holy shows to menage a sweet. Now I be the cat that be hard to meet. Getting head from girls that used to hardly speak. Come on.
I know y'all was like, yeah, Ed, you right about that. Mace is, yeah. Mace works crazy. Let's jump back to the West Coast. Captain Save-A-Ho himself, E-40. Play me a little bit of E-40 from the 90s, please, Super Producer Krista.
I'll be more hipper than the hippopotamus. Get off of your head like a neurologist. Push him awake to Atlas. Got a fight by the name of Tupaculus. The 707 Marisco hella fall back to floor terrace.
Yeah.
I pull a 40 out of my bar cap and then I flush it down my esophagus. The group that I'm with, the click. Sugar D shot legit.
Yeah.
family orientated, game related, it's the shit. Killing motherfuckers off crucial, sitting them down mutual, running through these lyrics as if I was fiber, like Metamucil. Timer, timer, boat it wider. Sprinkle me, man.
Thank God. Oh, man, this is so much fun to do. It really is, because there's so many people, man. So many people with so many great voices. You know who I will also say has a very distinctive voice? The way he rhymed and everything in that time period, I would go on to say Nori with CNN. Nori. Absolutely. Play me a little bit of T-O-N-Y. Capone and Noriega. Listen to Nori on this, y'all.
You got big, I got big.
Yo, niggas try to shit on me and make history. Supposedly, I was the man that was supposed to be the head of the clique. Lips here, no niggas snitch. Go my die, I smoke bogey. Swore like Shinobi. Shoot up your block to make you know me. You ain't ready yet, slow down and recollect. Stay in the car, I'll start for law, body set. Yo, I law who act ball. Look, Paul, now I'm set. Air condition cooler system. Yo, the tech glisten. On a mission, shoot your back out position. Found missing, 2-5 deep in prison. Kid, listen, dying across like a Christian. So fuck you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Another guy that came out in the 90s, man. It was really... really crushing it. He's around. Guru and all of them part of that. Did some records. Still making records to this day. My man Freddie Fox, a.k.a. Bumpy Knuckles, got a great voice. Great voice. Did a song with Tretch and them called, what was it called? Hot Potato, One Potato, Two Potato, Three Potato, Four. Find that, Krista. Freddie Fox is on there. Play me a little bit of Freddie Fox.
Throw him in there, yo, grab him by his throat, boom, and I knock him out. I keep heat and keep the clips in my sock when my Glock get hot. You punk niggas better leave the block. Now Freddie Fox on a rampage. Every time I touch the mic, the police is standing front stage. Cause I've been labeled as a troublemaker. I send my baddest girl to your house to play the heartbreaker.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, Jay-Z. Beanie Siegel. Beanie Siegel. I wouldn't put Myth Bleak in there, but I would put Beanie Siegel and Freeway. And Freeway. Yeah, man. Freeway lost two children to cancer, man. Freeway, bro, we love you so much, man. When I saw him in Atlanta, he came out for the Biggie celebration. Lil C's was there. And Jadakiss was there. And Freeway just popped in out of nowhere, man. I gave that dude the biggest hug. And then that's after his son had died. Then after that, his daughter passed away from cancer, man. Freeway been going through it, man. So please just, you know, keep Freeway in your heart and in your souls, y'all. Pray for Philadelphia Freeway, man. Because you got to understand, them dudes opened the door for Meek Mill and everybody else that came out of Philly, man. That dude. Yeah. For real. Wow. Can't imagine that. Can't imagine that. Well, I'm going to keep on going, man. But, you know, this is going to be, I'm going to wrap up the first one. And then I'm going to listen to you guys. Hit me up on the email. Okay? And let me know what you think. MrEdLove@gmail.com. Or hit me on Instagram or Twitter or whatever. And let me know who y'all think I forgot. In this first one, I'll add them to the second one, and then I'll keep going. This is Kibbutz Sud, the podcast. Kibbutz Sud. This Ed Lover podcast is being done in conjunction with Cigars International. Make sure you check out CigarsInternational.com for all your cigar needs.
This episode of Come On Son, the podcast, is produced, engineered, and edited by Cam Quotes and Krista Hayes. Recorded out of Atlanta, Georgia, this is an official Loudspeakers Network podcast brought to you by Ed Lover. Be sure to check out the return of Come On Son, the web series, exclusively on Patreon.
Baseball is back.
and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.